So today we're diving into a story. It's about aviation history, but also about, the responsibility we have when we try to keep the past alive. You know those old planes? We're talking about the 909?
The 909.
Yeah, it was one of only 10 B-17 Flying Fortresses, still able to fly back in 2019.
Wow, only 10. These planes, they weren't just machines, they were symbols, especially during World War II. The B-17, it got that name, the Flying Fortress, for a reason. They could take a beating and still bring those crews home.
It's incredible. And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. We're looking at an article by Jeff Gazzetti, who's an NTSB and FAA investigator, so he knows this stuff. And get this, his own father flew B-17s in the war. He even had a picture with the 909.
Wow, a personal connection like that adds a whole other layer to it.
For sure. And the 909, she had her own story of beating the odds. Back in 87, she crashed during an air show, ended up in a ravine.
Yeah.
You'd think that'd be it, right?
Boodled. A sad end for a plane with that kind of history.
But hold on. This community, they came together, spent years, and I mean years, rebuilding her, piece by piece, from the wreckage. Volunteers put their heart and soul into bringing her back.
People feel that, That connection to these planes. It goes beyond just metal and engines, this whole generation.
Absolutely. And Gazzetti, he was actually there when the 909 came back to life. Saw the engine test in 91 when she finally flew again. Imagine that, the sound of those engines roaring back like a cymbal, you know?
A comeback story for the ages, like a victory against time itself. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This story, it doesn't have a happy ending. In 2019, the 909 crashed again. And this time, 7 people lost their lives. Others were hurt too. It's rough. This wasn't like a fender bender, We're talking a major crash. And it happened during one of those living history flight experiences, where people can actually go up in the
Well, I
B-17s.
think a living museum piece,
Yeah.
except this time it turned into a tragedy. 7 people gone.
It's heavy stuff. Gazzetti's article, he lays out the sequence. The plane hit those approach lights, then veered off the runway. Didn't stop there, it slammed into a de-icing tank, and then boom, flames everywhere. Just what could even cause something like that to happen? It's a nightmare.
That's where the NTSB comes in. They're like the investigators, right? Trying to figure out not just what happened, but why. And with this one, they found a whole bunch of things. Technical stuff, human error, all mixed together. It's never simple.
So you're saying it wasn't just one thing that went wrong?
Exactly. Think of it like a chain reaction. But to really understand it, we got to remember, flying a B-17, it's not like hopping into your car. These planes are ancient.
They're practically antiques, right?
Exactly. Constant care, that's what they need. Gazzetti, he said it best, for every hour in the air, those planes needed 10 hours of maintenance. 10 to 1.
Are you serious? 10 hours on the ground for every hour they flew? That's insane.
It's wild, right? Shows you how much work goes into keeping them up there. And that brings us to the pilot, Captain McCauley. They called him Mac.
And Mac, he was like the B-17 guru, right? The guy practically lived and breathed those planes.
Oh, yeah, totally dedicated.
Yeah.
So dedicated, in fact, that he wasn't just the pilot. Get this, he was also a mechanic, certified in everything. And D, on top of that, he was the director of maintenance for the whole Collings Foundation. They're the ones who own the 909.
Hold on. He was in charge of keeping the plane running and he was flying it. That seems like a lot of hats to wear.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And as we dig deeper into what happened before the crash, that little detail, it becomes a big deal.
So we've got this legendary plane, a pilot who practically wrote the book on B-17s, and, maybe some questions about how things were being run. What happened next?
Well, right after takeoff, it starts to unravel. McCauley, he gets on the radio, says engine number 4 is acting up. Rough magneto, he called it. Had to shut it down.
Engine trouble. That's never good. But the B-17, it had 4 engines, right? Like one goes out, you still have some backup.
True, redundancy, that was the idea. But here's the thing. To make up for the lost power, McCauley, he throttled up engine number 3. Problem was, that engine was having its own issues, only nobody knew it yet.
Wait, are you serious? So now he's dealing with 2 bad engines. This is getting scary.
Yeah, not good at all. And remember we were talking about the plane being slow? Probably because of those engines acting up. Gazzetti said the NTSB report, it showed McCauley was flying way slower than he should have been for that part of the flight.
So he's losing altitude, can't really speed up.
Exactly. And to make matters worse, people on the ground, they said they saw the landing gear down too early. Creates a ton of drag, makes it even harder to stay in the air.
It's like every little thing that went wrong just made the next thing worse. But what about those engines? Was it just bad luck or was something else going on?
That's where the maintenance logs get interesting. Or actually, not interesting, more like really concerning. Because the NTSB, they found some stuff that shouldn't have been missed. Big oversights.
Lay it on me. What did they find?
Okay, so engine number 3, the one Macaulay was depending on, right? The spark plugs were shot, worn way past their limit, basically sparking too much, causing these like mini explosions in the cylinders. Detonations, they call it. Kills your power.
Yikes. So even if that other engine had been fine, this one could have gone out on him anyway.
Absolutely. A ticking time bomb. Then there's engine number 4, the one with the rough magneto. Turns out the magneto itself was faulty. That's like the heart of your ignition system. And the grounding tab, it was touching the housing, basically shorting the whole thing out.
How do you even miss something like that? Seems like basic maintenance stuff.
Tough to say, really. Yeah. But you got to remember, Macaulay, he was wearing a lot of hats. Pilot, mechanic, head of maintenance. NTSB didn't say it outright, but you got to wonder if he was spread too thin, you know? Maybe something slipped through the cracks.
This is a heavy one. It's not like some simple mistake. It's this whole chain of events, possible oversights, maybe even some pressure to keep this old bird flying.
Mm.
Makes you think.
Yeah, and the NTSB, they got that. They didn't just point fingers. They said, look, this whole system needs a checkup. They wanted the FAA to make stricter rules for these living history flights, especially the maintenance side.
Trying to prevent this from happening again.
Exactly. And the FAA, they did listen, put out a notice, said they're going to be watching these operators more closely, even do audits. A good step, for sure.
It's a sad story, no doubt. But it reminds us that these planes, they're more than just relics, you know? They represent history, sacrifice, all that. And if we're going to keep them flying, we got to do it right, safely. For the people who fly them, and for the memories they carry.